Well, Youth Express time, and today we have almost every member of Awkward Silence. I think we're missing one member of the band today, but we're going to talk with them about the record they made and also about Girls Rock Pittsburgh. First, let's meet them, and why don't we start with you? I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself. Tell us where you go to school, what grade you're going into, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time.
Hi, I'm Kirsten. I go to Redeemer Lutheran School in Penn Hills, and I'm going into sixth grade.
And what instrument do you play?
I sing.
You're one of the singers? Excellent.
Yes.
What got you interested in doing this? In playing in a band?
I always sang when I was littler, like everywhere.
Well, that's great. It's fun to sing, and it's fun to have a band as part of a group that you can sing along with. Let's meet you. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Taylor, and I'm going into sixth grade at Sacred Heart. And I really like Girls Rock because it gives you an opportunity to play music when you don't have all that equipment at home.
And what do you play?
I play the drums.
Do you have drums at home?
No.
I never did either. I played drums. What grade are you going into again?
Sixth.
Yeah, I started to play drums in third grade and continued like through 12th grade. And I had a snare drum at home, but that was it. Are you able to get access to a drum set as part of the camp?
Yeah, they donate stuff to the camp, and so you can play.
Well, that's great. Any shout-outs to give to anybody?
I give a shout-out to Carrie and Madeline and Grace, and her name is Rachel, but I call her Helen.
I'm wondering about that.
And my Nana.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and that was Taylor B. We actually have another Taylor that we'll meet in a moment, but let's say hello to Alex. Hello.
Hi, my name is Alex. I go to Kappa, Creative and Performing Arts. I'm a visual artist there, and I'm going into 10th grade.
You didn't do these shirts, did you?
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Did you? Did you do the design?
Yeah.
I had a feeling you might. They're great. I don't know how to describe them. There's an eye at the top with rays coming out like sunshine, right? Can you describe... what's underneath it?
See, what we were going for was like this, it was supposed to be more like this joke type of thing, this inside joke about pizza and the Illuminati, so we made pizza.
Oh, that is a slice of pizza. I got it. Oh, with the eye like the back of a dollar bill eye,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I get it. I've only had a chance to study it for a few minutes. I actually like it. You've got pepperoni there and a little bit of cheese. And then who named the band Awkward Silence? Who came up with that? Okay, raising her hand is Taylor B. How did you come up with that name?
Well, like, we were all trying to shout out names and what we would think would be a good name, but... then, like, everyone just came in, and, like, somebody said some weird name, and then there was just an awkward silence that occurred. So, yeah.
I kind of like it. Did you search to see if any other bands have used that name? Because that's kind of a cool name. I'll bet you it sounds original. I've never heard anybody call it that, and they could call you AS, you know, for short. You know, Awkward Silence, new band. Did you want to give any shout-outs to anybody, Alex?
Yes, I want to give shout-outs to all the people who went to Girls Rock. I'm happy I'd like to go. And my girl Jillian that couldn't make it.
Yeah Jillian Lahosky, right? She was unable to make it. So hello to you, Jillian. And she'll be at the show later today.
Yes, she will be performing with us.
There was a reason we said Taylor B. That's because there is a Taylor G here, too. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I've liked music ever since I was really young, and I've gotten into music, and I've played the piano, and I've played the drums, and I've done a little guitar, but all I could do was play a lousy version of Twinkle Twinkle on it. So singing is really my thing. I really like to sing. It's like expressing yourself, and you don't really need any instruments or equipment to do it, just yourself.
And what do you play in the band in addition to singing? Okay, so we have two singers. Alex, I forgot to ask you what you play.
I play the bass.
So two singers, a bass player, a drummer, and is Jillian playing guitar?
Yes.
Okay, and Taylor G, do you want to say Taylor B?
No, did I'm I get, Taylor G.
Taylor G, I should have quit while I was ahead. I've never had two Taylors here at the same time. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I want to say hello to my entire family, my cute little dog Bella, and all of the Girls Rock counselors and my fellow bandmates. Thank you all. You guys are so awesome.
Now, you guys are going to be performing later today. Can somebody give the details for that show so people can come and see you? If you don't have them, everybody's pointing at Carrie. Carrie, do you have those details?
I do. It's going to be at the Union Project in East Liberty at 4 o'clock.
Excellent. And you can come, and there are other bands too, right? Not just this particular group?
No, all of the girls' rock bands will be there.
Okay, so do you know roughly how many bands?
Nine. Yeah, there's nine.
Isn't that great? All girls. And this is good. Why do you think, anybody have any thoughts about why girls' rock is particularly important to have all girls? Go ahead.
Because usually you see on the internet and in most places, guys are famous, like Justin Bieber and One Direction, they're all famous, and they get a whole bunch of girl fans, but like girls rock proves that girls can do stuff too, and girls can play instruments and still have fans.
That was Kirsten. Taylor G?
There's usually like boy bands with a bunch of girl fans, but we're here to prove that there can be girl bands with lots of boy fans, and Girls Rock also teaches us how to be empowered and how to be what it truly means to be a beautiful girl.
And speaking before you was Taylor B, not Kirsten. I apologize for that. I should just call you all Taylor and it would be okay. Alex?
I think it's a really good program because we did this activity where we got magazines and we were looking through and we were sticking them on paper and we saw that there was one girl, and she barely had clothes on, and I think that it's really bad, and it can teach us about woman empowerment and feminism. Like, girls aren't just people who cook and clean. They're people, like, we can do anything a man can do, and I think it's just a really good community of girls, and we teach each other how to be stronger. We help each other. There's no hate involved. I'm just really glad that I was able to be in this program.
Did you want to add anything, Kirsten?
Well, we did a whole bunch of workshops that really helped us build up our confidence. And we all did zines, which Alice was talking about. And we only could find like three pictures of girls in like seven magazines.
Wow. Yeah. I just was working with a group of high school girls last week, and they were talking about women who run companies or large organizations and looking for role models. And they had to look pretty hard. They found six incredible women, but you shouldn't have to look that hard. And it's great. I also like the fact, as I think you were pointing out, is here's a case. It's your musicianship and your singing and your instrument playing that you want to be known for, not for being cute or for outfits. Your shirts are very intelligent, and it's kind of cool to be able to talk about that. And to be able to stress that. Now, we're going to listen to the song you have in just a moment, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Anybody want to tell me about the song that you brought with you today?
It's called Pizza Party Illuminati.
It goes with the shirts.
Yes, it does go with the shirts. And it's about partying all night and having fun.
Well, let's anybody else have anything to add? We'll take a listen to it here for the first time ever, I think, on the radio is Awkward Silence, and you'll get a chance to hear them right now.
party!
Well done. For the first time ever, you just heard Awkward Silence. What do you all think? Did you like the way you sounded? I thought you sounded great.
Thanks.
You've got great voices. And are you going to continue playing music together?
We hope so. We were trying to start a band out of camp, but our band member, Jillian, she's in two other bands. So she probably wouldn't be able to fit this
That's
one into her schedule.
I feel like if we can't continue being a band, I feel like we'll still connect with each other. We'll still try to talk to each other. And we'll all just embrace the music. And even if we're not in a band, if we're still not Awkward Silence, we'll still play together. And we can join other bands and we can expand and sing and dance or whatever, stuff like that.
Well, I'm really proud of you. You sound great, and this will be available for you to listen back to online at neighborhoodvoices.org. The show is at Union Project today. Admission is cheap. It's next to nothing to go there. It's the bill that has Lincoln's picture on it, I do believe. And it starts at 4 o'clock. So anybody have anything else they wanted to say that they might have forgotten to say? Oh, Madeline did not talk. Everybody talked but Madeline. So I think that's what that's all about.
Oh.
Thank you, Madeline. Madeline's from Tree Lady Studio, I do believe, and you helped record.
I did, yeah. And one thing that I want to make sure everyone listening knows is that these five musicians had never played together before Monday. So every single thing that you just heard was all came about in 5 days. They met on Monday, picked up instruments, started writing this song and the lyrics. They designed their band merch. They screen printed. They recorded. They had their first band photo shoot. And tonight they're playing their first live show. So this everything that they've done has been in a span of 5 days. So I'm really, really proud of them.
I'm honored that we got to be your first to break your record, so to speak, here on the radio. Anybody else miss anything that they wanted to say?
I do.
Please.
Again, I'm just so happy I can make it because I think everyone should join Girls Rock because not everybody has the chance to actually pick up instruments. You know, if they like music, yeah, you can listen to it, but not everyone is fortunate enough to have instruments in that they're donating their stuff or their instruments so that kids can use them. Like, I don't have a bass guitar. I'm trying to get one. I'm in the process of one. But without Girls Rock, I wouldn't have any I wouldn't know about it. Like, me playing the bass, I really like it, and I want to get better at it. I play guitar, but it's something that I taught myself.
You've got a man named Paul Thompson at your school who would love to show you more about bass. I don't know if you've met him yet or not. He teaches music at Kappa and is a world an internationally regarded bass player that happens to be there. He plays upright bass, but still some fundamentals that he could show you, I'm sure. Kirsten?
I think more people should join Girls Rock because it like gives you an experience to actually meet new people and play music together.
I think if you're a girl out there and you really like music, you should join Girls Rock because you don't know what's ahead of you. You can play any instrument from guitar to drums to singing to bass to keyboard. There's lots of those, and it's really fun because they have performances for you at lunch.
Thanks, Taylor B. And we'll let the last word go to Taylor G.
If there's anything that anyone could learn or that I could learn from this song, it's that life isn't just about working. Life isn't just about all the serious things. Sometimes you just have to have fun, you know?
It's a great way of putting it. Thanks to all of you. Look for Awkward Silence at the Union Project this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I hope you'll come back and play on SLB sometime too, instruments and all. In just a moment, we're going to...